EZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Transport Minister Barbara Creasy says accidents on the country's roads have cost the government 205 billion rand in the past year. The minister launched the festive season road safety campaign in Gauteng yesterday. She says 1,200 people lost their lives during the festive season last year and has warned that anyone found to be breaking the law will face the law. She singled speeding and drunk driving as two major contributors to road accidents.
We have identified 20 areas in our country where the majority of road accidents have occurred over the last couple of years. Four places in Limpopo, three in Mpumalanga, one in Gauteng, two in Northwest, two in KwaZulu-Natal, a number five or six in the Eastern Cape, and one particular area in the Western Cape.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says more than 1.1 million HIV-positive people in the country are not on treatment. The minister spoke at the official commemoration event of World AIDS Day in the Eastern Cape yesterday. This year's theme focused on dignified access to healthcare for all South Africans, regardless of their economic status, gender, race or sexuality. Motsoaledi was given a memorandum of demands by the Treatment Action Campaign. One of their demands was for patients to receive 6 months' worth of antiretroviral treatment at a time. They are arguing that it would reduce frequent visits to health facilities and encourage patients to remain on treatment. Motsoaledi says the government will look into it.
The fight against HIV and AIDS has been impeded by the issue of stigma. People refuse to come out because their stigma dies. But the stigma of today is much, much of an improvement than in the past. Remember, this stigma even caused doctors to be afraid even to write HIV AIDS as a diagnosis.
And residents in the northern parts of the province should brace themselves for scorching temperatures this week. The South African Weather Office has issued a warning for the northwestern and northern parts of KZN. Forecaster Sitle Dlamini says the heat wave will start from today and last until Friday.
We are advising that people should stay cool and hydrated, and also you can wear protective clothing or apply sunscreen if you can.
And abroad, Joe Biden has issued a pardon for his son, Hunter. He had been convicted of gun charges and had pleaded guilty to tax evasion. The 54-year-old was due to be sentenced later this month, but will no longer face jail time. The U.S. president had repeatedly promised that he wouldn't use his power to benefit his family.
He has overcome an addiction. He's one of the brightest, most decent men I know. And I am satisfied that I'm not going to do anything. I said I abide by the jury decision, and I will not pardon him.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban, a high of 26 today. Pietermaritzburg, 24. Richards Bay, 31. For the Newswatch team and in for Natara Nadesan, I'm Noshera Sudial.
And coming up in your sports, Man City, they've suffered a fourth defeat in a row in the Premier League. Stellies stun Pirates in Escotine. So please, if you have an Orlando Pirates fan, give them a hug today. Shame. The December is off to a terrible start. And the Blitzboks finished in sixth place at the Dubai Sevens.